time for another Talk Like a Gangster for Boomers. Here's how you say, may I borrow some money? Yo, slap me some frog. I hit you back on the first, fool. Repeat, yo, slap me some frog. I hit you back on the first, fool. And that's how you say, may I borrow some money? Gangster style.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Kathleen Maloney. Major airlines are cutting flights by as much as 50%. Schools are closing for weeks. Restaurants and bars in major cities ordered to shut their doors. Surgeon General Jerome Adams says we have to slow the spread of coronavirus now.
We are at a critical inflection point in this country. People, we are where Italy was 2 weeks ago in terms of our numbers. And we have a choice to make as a nation. Do we want to go the direction of South Korea and really be aggressive and lower our mortality rates? Or do we want to go the direction of Italy?
Adams on Fox and Friends. Congress's emergency coronavirus relief bill may stall in the Senate.
I don't think the House bill is going to pass the Senate as it's written for one basic problem. It doesn't go far enough, and it doesn't go fast enough.
Republican Senator Tom Cotton. America is listening to Fox News.
This year, forget about the heart-shaped diamond or gold bracelet. There's no need to drape her in opulence. If you want to watch her eyes light up like sapphires, give her toilet paper. Nothing says I love you like a package of ultra-soft Charmin toilet paper. Comfortable. Two-ply. Clean. 12 double rolls that are equal to 24 regular rolls. Set her mind at ease, knowing that if you need to spend a few weeks at home in quarantine, you can wipe this worry off her list. Toilet paper.
Toilet paper.
Make her feel like she's on the throne.
It is 8:03. I'm going to post this today on Facebook. Janelle and I have been doing
that. That's really nice. That came out great.
Yeah.
Good picture.
Good picture.
Very nice.
She doesn't look 30. And around her neck is something that she saw on the Bryan Jewelry website.
How about that?
And liked it.
Yeah.
And my friend Lynn Bryan said, hey.
Cool.
So I brought it, and again, that's twice now that I have picked up something from Bryan Jewelry for her that she's absolutely loved. So thank you again, Lynn. Thank you again, Kenny, the great team at Bryan Jewelry. Occasions are not going to stop happening because we're going through this period of inconvenience and uncertainty, but Bryan Jewelry will be there. You can still celebrate at home. And they would love to see it. And you can shop online at home. And I want to tell you this. The way it looks online, it looks every bit as beautiful up close and personal. So remember them. BryanJewelry.com is the website. Make sure you take a minute. Join their club because you'll save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more. And the selection is outstanding. And the website has a second feature that's very educational. You get to learn a lot about different gems and like this month, aquamarine is the birthday stone, and they have a lot of jewelry ideas that celebrate that. Can't go wrong. Cannot go wrong with Bryan Jewelry. 1778 East Main in the preferred community and BryanJewelry.com. 8:05.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad don't have to be lonely. They're a community built on relationships. Visit Caravita Village today.
Another very warm day today. We're already in the mid-60s. We've been in the 80s for 4 days in a row, and that is way above normal for this time of the year. You could have a blizzard this time of the year. We did have one back on the 12th of March in 1993. So 80 to 82 again today. Low tonight down to about 62. Some spotty, widely scattered showers are possible later on today. And a thunderstorm can't be ruled out. There's a little front. There's a weak front draped across the area. But I think the chances are fairly small. Tomorrow and Wednesday, some spotty showers here and there, perhaps. Low 80s tomorrow. Mid-80s on Wednesday and Thursday. Thursday is the first day of spring. Isolated spotty showers, maybe a thunderstorm. But the best chance of rain this week and the main event will be towards Friday evening, Friday night into Saturday as an important cool front moves into the area with showers and thunderstorms out ahead of it, and then a fairly substantial temperature drop behind it. I mean, we won't be in the 80s anymore. Right now, this morning, we have, for the third hour in a row, cloudy skies, 64 degrees at 8:07.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
Simba. On News Talk 93.1 FM, it is time for today's edition of Animal Stories. True Tales from the Wild Kingdom, rounded up by our Animal News Stories team of reporters, Wolfman.
How many team of reporters do we have?
I just dumped it, so that's nobody fine. Heard it. No, it wasn't a bad word. It was an awkward moment.
No, I went to put my headphones on, but they were... I guess my chair was on the cord, and so as I went to put them up, they slipped right out of my hand. So, sorry.
The team is me, myself, and I, and listeners who send animal stories to me through Facebook or gregbedell@aol.com, and we do appreciate that.
Yeah, sure.
By the way, I know our local veterinarian clinics are doing their best during this corona situation. Kate Armstrong and Montgomery Vet, they are doing curbside pickup, so... That minimizes contact, but
very
they
nice.
Will be providing all
very
their
nice.
Regular services, yeah.
And then you got a great tipsy good. Poodle, too.
Yeah. You don't have to leave your house. They'll come to you. A visitor to a campground in Australia captured video of a different type of toilet paper shortage, a kangaroo raiding rolls from the restroom. Boy, here, that could put that kangaroo in jeopardy. Yeah. The filmer said they've been traveling the country in a camper with their family for the year. They were stopped at the Wilpena Pound. Have you ever been there?
The what?
No.
The Wilpena Pound campground in South Australia?
Not recently. Pound. Not since they upgraded it.
The video shows a kangaroo inside the campground's restroom eating toilet paper from a bathroom stall. Maybe word of coronavirus has spread this far into the wilderness, said one official. He hopped out after he was full. Put that in your pouch and smoke it. All right, next we have a dog, a thief dog. Texas family suspected a porch pirate. Well, guess what? Their arr moment turned into an arf moment when they checked security camera footage and discovered the thief was a dog. 10-year-old Abby Garza was expecting a package, her new Easter basket at her family's McAllen, Texas home. She arrived to find the expected item was not at the front door. They checked the footage on their Ring doorbell system and watched as a curious dog stood off to the side of their yard while a postal worker left the package. The footage shows the canine patiently waiting for the mailman to leave before making off with the package. How about that?
Smart dog.
And those are your animal stories. We're just going to let the music roll because Jay likes it. He approves. He's Jay Scott. He approved this message. Steve wants to talk?
Steve does, yes.
All right, Steve, good morning to you.
Hey, Stever.
Yeah, good morning. I didn't mean to call back, but actually I wanted to give you a news update from Orlando, Florida.
Okay. Hang on.
Short wave. Take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
All right, what's up?
Well, I wasn't sure if you already had this or not, but I have a daughter who works down there until Wednesday.
Right.
But everything Disney is closing down as of Friday. Even the retail stores across the country. Right. If it has a Disney on it, it's going to be closed.
Yep.
And,
well, Disney, Nike,
Apple.
Yeah.
But Pence, Vice President Pence, who's running the Corona Task Force, said on the news earlier today, your grocery stores are going to remain open. And the idea is to make it easier for everybody. Give them room to breathe.
Yeah,
they notified them on Saturday that they had to be out by Wednesday at 11 o'clock.
Right.
So everybody off the Disney property.
Are they going to take care of them in any way?
Well, the college program people know. They're just basically terminated, and they'll pay them to the end of the month, and that's it. Now, the full-time and part-time, they're going to pay.
Yeah.
Because I know Disney is just scraping by. I would think that would be a terrible position.
So, but anyhow, I just want to let you know, you're talking about Goose, and I thought, well, yeah, I've got to go get my little duckling. who just started the program back in January and now going to go back and get her.
Let's hope this is minimized and she'll be able to get back.
Let's hope.
Yeah, we sure hope so. And, but again, do appreciate you guys being back up. One little thing, though.
Yep.
Usually in my I commute back and forth from Millbrook to Selma, and we lost your signal right when we got past the airport. The signal is very, very weak, so I'm on the phone just listening to y'all online. But the signal, once you get past the airport, boy, it just faded right out.
Sometimes atmospherics has something to do with that as well. Yeah. It's a good thing you have the app, though, too.
That's right. Well, Rich Thomas would know all about that.
Get his weather app and get our News Talk app, and you won't miss a thing.
Appreciate it, man. Yeah, thank you.
Right.
Have a good one.
Thanks. Bye. So I saw you found that clip of Orson Welles.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
doing a hammer.
Yes, I used that. Yeah, we did play that.
The wine.
What time did you play that?
That was Friday. I played it. Wasn't that Friday?
Yeah, it was. It was later. It wasn't earlier in the morning. It was later in the morning, I think.
Yeah, I can't remember when it was.
Oh man.
Well, we did. We did play that.
It was, champagne.
And they said, cut.
The French champagne.
Stupid news is coming up. And before we get to that, a reminder that your local tent, look, with the insanity at the big box store pharmacies, if there was ever a time for you to give Adams Drugs a chance to take care of you and your family and your prescription needs, over-the-counter needs, now is it. There's 12 locations. Anybody within the sound of my voice, there's one that's just a few minutes away from you. And mine, which happens to be on Vaughan Road, I love those guys out there so much. Lamar White and the pharmacist and the staff there, that even though there's a store closer to our house, I still go out there because I have that level of loyalty to that group. I love the chat. I would use any of them, and I have used the one across from Baptist East for convenience on a couple of occasions. I just like visiting friends. And that's the kind of service you're going to receive when everybody else is so rushed and harried. My goodness, and somebody whose name I will not mention, I had a long talk with them. I gave them the store number, Lamar's number. They were having, look, you don't, with the crush of patients, you don't want to get the wrong medicine. And things like that are occurring at some pharmacies because they can't keep up. It's not that Adams Drugs doesn't have customers, but you're never going to feel that insane, that you know, gut-churning anxiety when you're working with them. It's like a walk back into time when the service was old-fashioned, personable, warm, and friendly. Trust me on this one. They'll take good care of you. And by the way, three are wellness clinics where you can get shingle shots, flu shots, and more. AdamsDrugs.net to find the one nearest you. And we thank you for considering that. At 8:14, your local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery County has activated its emergency operations center because of the spread of the coronavirus. There are now 22 confirmed cases in Alabama. In our area, one case is in Montgomery County, another is in Elmore County. As of now, Mayor Stephen Reed says there are no plans to limit the hours of businesses. All Alabama public schools will be closed from March 19th until April 3rd to help curb the spread of the virus. State Superintendent Dr. Eric Mackey says the USDA has approved a grant that would allow Alabama to provide meals for students during the closure. And Secretary of State John Merrill has requested an emergency opinion from the Attorney General's office on postponing the March 31st runoff election because of coronavirus concerns. We'll update you when a decision is made. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
How would you like to live life in the fast lane? Then come into Wind Creek with Tumka, because we're giving away not one, not two, not three, but four 2020 Mini Coopers in our Minis, Money, and More giveaway. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then come in for the grand prize drawings every Saturday in March, when you could be one of the lucky players who drives home in a 2020 Mini Cooper. So make it a mini this March, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
Let's face it, moving is stressful. Whether it's a business trying to minimize downtime, a family saying goodbye to their home, or maybe just arranging new furniture in their new home, that's where Admiral Movers comes in. Hi, I'm Whit Mitchell, Montgomery native and new owner of Admiral Movers. For over 30 years, the River Region has trusted Admiral Movers' experienced team members to move its homes and businesses. It's a responsibility we don't take lightly. So no matter what your next move is, make sure it's Admiral Movers. And don't forget to mention News Talk to save 10% on your next move.
Marguerite's is providing, as a community service, professional fine jewelry cleaning and disinfecting at absolutely no charge. We are busy cleaning everything, but let's not forget our rings, bracelets, necklaces, earrings, and yes, our watches. Many of the government-recommended cleaners can be harmful to fine jewelry, so that you can safely enjoy your fine jewelry, Marguerite's will clean and kill any germs usually the same day or while you wait. Marguerite's, located in the Pepperdine Shopping Center on Vaughan Road, is open 7 days a week. Marguerite's welcomes this proactive opportunity serve the community.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We've got light to mostly moderate traffic all over Montgomery right now. No accidents into us to pass along to you. Buckle up. Drive carefully. We will keep you updated. If you're in a wreck wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call them at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I need to plan ahead to keep my hiney clean. Especially if I'm in quarantine. I'm in the checkout lane. The same. Well, they better start to pray. I'm keeping TP with me. Taking toilet paper rolls. You try to take mine, I'm gonna pound your baby. Toilet paper rolls. I'll meet you 'cause they're coming home with me.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? Shut up.
Traffic patterns outside this morning have looked a little bit light, kind of like Tecumseh's birthday, one of those state holidays. News Talk 93.1 of MWACV, and John has a traffic blurb for us.
Morning, guys.
Hey, how are you?
It's on the Northern Boulevard going northbound right in front of Lagoon Park. A dump truck has basically sideswiped an 18-wheeler that was crossing the road right there.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. It must have just happened when I was coming by, but I've seen three or four fire trucks and a bunch of cops going that way. So, it could get pretty ugly right there at this time of the morning, but it hadn't been too bad this morning, so maybe not.
Well, we appreciate the information. We'll get that down to our traffic dungeon as quickly as possible.
All right, guys. Y'all have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. It is 8:20.
It is time
for
stupid news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go.
I'm your stupid news anchor on your comfort food radio station, News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. That's what we do, right?
Comfort food.
Now, a lot of people are going to think that I'm doing this story because it has a salacious tone to it. Trust me, I am not.
C-S. Oh, no.
C-S.
There's a woman in Virginia who set a new world record. I'm not making this up. Collecting 1,456 pieces of beaver memorabilia. Not Leave It to Beaver,
just
but the beaver,
animal.
The creature that builds... They're amazing, too. Have you ever seen a real beaver dam?
Oh, yeah.
They're unbelievable. They're amazing engineers.
And you try to knock them, people try to knock them down, and they build them right back up again.
They sure do. She did this interview and kind of talked about how obsessed she is with beavers.
This is Beaverville. Come on in. It's an obsession. I've got all kinds of stuff. It's a bottle opener, keychain light,
Here's a stressed beaver. If something makes you happy, you know, live it. When I first started thinking about the record, I was like, gosh, you know, I think that I probably have the most beaver items of anyone. Like I said, it makes me happy, you know, searching them out. And the nice thing about collecting beavers, it's not like collecting teddy bears, because teddy bears, there's so many of them. But beavers, it's a little bit harder to find them.
What's it like when you see that collection?
Nice beaver.
I knew you were going there.
Just had it stuffed.
Oh, one of the newer exhibits. I did not do that just to use the Frank.
I'm glad that's still working.
Hey, I should probably do a quick check on our Corona map. Last we checked, it was 22 cases. In Alabama. That was unchanged from last night, which is good. And let's see what we got. 22. No deaths. They're still...
What's the last update time on it?
I refreshed...
It's at the bottom.
Oh, update time?
Over on the left. Over on the
last
left.
Last update at 10:33 p.m. on the 15th, so last night.
Oh, wow.
You know, it would be nice if they made that clock bigger than the instructions on a prescription bottle.
It was little.
What's it now?
Same thing.
10:33.
Oh, so it hasn't updated. Okay.
This is Johns Hopkins University. You'd think they'd put a frickin' refresh button on their disease map.
Yeah, Johns Hopkins.
The hell's wrong with him? John. Hey.
Hi.
Hey, you have a call? Let's talk to David, because I got to look something up here real quick. David.
Good morning, musical geniuses.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, I got a musical conundrum for you.
Okay. Yeah.
It stumped me over the weekend until I found out the answer. See if it stumps you.
All right.
There was one American artist who is, as a single artist, had two hits. He then formed a group. This is in the late 60s, early 70s, formed a group of which he was the only male member and ended up having 14 hits as a group and is the only artist to do so, American artist, to have more hits as a group than as a single artist. Okay. Who's that artist?
Oh, that's a good one. Two hits before he got into this group, and he was the only male in the group, and then they had 14 hits after that.
Yeah.
Tony Orlando.
Correct.
Oh, my God! I won! I'm a winner!
We're not giving anything away.
Tell him what he won. You can't... no giveaways, though. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I could not figure that out to save my life.
Tony Orlando and Yawn. Yeah.
Yep, Tony Orlando and Yawn.
Honestly, that was a guess. I had no
amazing.
Idea.
Amazing.
I never even heard that before.
Wow. That was a good one.
Isn't?
Should I play Knock three times?
Please no.
Thanks, David.
Okay, guys.
Appreciate it.
Yellow ribbon.
We didn't get to celebrate Pi Day on Saturday. 3/14 is Pi Day.
Yep.
And interesting, each state, we get these lists. The most popular pie in Alabama, and this is interesting, it's a swath from Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, South, and North Carolina.
All
sweet potato pie.
From Louisiana all the way to North Carolina, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 states in a row are the same thing. You want to tell them what it is?
Sweet potato pie.
Sweet potato pie.
Shoot. Pie.
Hey, let's see. Ohio's peanut butter pie.
Time to say howdy.
Peanut butter pie. I've never even heard of that.
Oh, you want one of those?
Ooh.
I can make you a peanut butter pie, pal.
Buttermilk pie in Texas.
I can make you a peanut butter cheesecake with a fudge ribbon in it.
Is that right? Hey, I see millionaire pie. I've heard of that before.
I have not.
Millionaire pie.
But I don't believe Florida. Sour orange pie?
Yeah, well, look at Pennsylvania.
You would think...
Who the hell has ever heard of tomato pie?
Well, I got to remind you about Pennsylvania.
We didn't have tornadoes here until we started putting into traffic circles. Because on the county, you want to know why?
Yeah.
When people go round and round in circles, it causes disturbance in the atmosphere.
I see.
It causes tornadoes.
I got you.
You learned something to the Rich Thomas here with that, buddy. 7-Eleven. Well, we don't care about them because we don't have them here. Snobs. Here's the best, though. And I'm going to... I will help you, Utes, with this if you want. Oh, and by the way, one of the more despicable things I've heard over the last few days of this corona craziness.
Right.
Some snotty little millennials are calling corona boomer remover online. There was a trend on Twitter with that over the weekend. Thanks. You hurt our feelings.
Jeez, not. So mighty.
We don't care. I know there's, in a way, and maybe there's a few. Thank God everybody running for president is so young. We don't have to worry about it. The latest fashion trend for the youths of America is called granny chic. It means floral print dresses, knitted scarves, crocheted sweaters, glasses with neck chains, and brooches.
Brooches.
Granny chic. So once you're actually allowed to go within 200 yards of your grandmother again, you'll be able to raid her closet and be right in style. Or come to my house if you're a guy, because I can set you back 40 years in one visit. And here's that clip. This is Orson Welles. I remember these commercials. They used to run like crazy in the 70s, early 80s, when Orson Welles was working for Gallo Wine.
We were serving Julia Gill wine.
Action please.
You just do anything?
No, it's a, sorry, cut. 102, take two.
Ah, the French champagne.
Champagne.
Inspired by that same French excellence. It's fermented in the bottle, and like the best French champagne, it's vintage dated. So pour my son.
102, take three.
Ah, the French champagne has always been celebrated for its excellence. Inspired by that same French excellence, is fermented in the bottle, and like the best French champagne, it's vintage dated. So pour my son.
What do they do with him? I mean, at that point,
I have no idea. They say break. We're going to do it tomorrow. So when you're
back here early in the day,
yeah,
earlier.
8:28 is the time. Seafood Bistro is the place.
That is correct. Seafood Bistro is still open, by the way, as far as I know. And you can, and they will be. And even if not, they can still deliver it to you. You can still, you know, do the takeout stuff, which is fantastic. Check them out online at theseafoodbistro.com, theseafoodbistro.com, or visit them. 1651 Perry Hill Road, right down the street here from this radio station. Call them at 279-7500. Best thing you want to do, really, is follow them on Facebook. Like and follow them on Facebook. They will give you updates on anything that may be going on over there pertaining to the business. This includes not only, you know, any kind of hour changes or anything like that, but it includes new items that may be added to the menu, limited items that may get added to the menu. So there you go. And just go to theseafoodbistro.com to make that order. Use one of the delivery apps on your phone and have it brought right to your door. It's the Seafood Bistro. Like I said, like and follow them on Facebook.
We live in a world where information will be changing literally minute to minute.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows? But one of the things I want to try and get into this afternoon.
Yeah.
Oh, it only dropped 2,200 points at the opening bell.
Wow.
And they're expecting it to, yeah, if it reaches 10%,
I guess what it just did.
Yeah, so
it started
so
out
that's
9.71.
It's automatically halted.
Yeah.
You know, I was hoping that maybe there'd be some leadership after that big rally on Friday while the president was speaking.
Yep.
And here we go. Ugh.
They pushed another meeting back to 3:30 this afternoon.
Which meeting is that?
It was going to be another. The White House was going to do another briefing on the coronavirus. They've moved
that.
Shut
the market down.
They moved it to 3:30 this afternoon, which, of course, after the market closes. Yes.
Oh, I got you.
I don't know what they're waiting for. Nobody knew how to act. There was no playbook after 9/11. They shut it down for a few days. Nobody got killed, and when it reopened, it went down, but not like this. This is dumb. This is absolutely insane. Sorry, I had to say that. Brant McDonald will be with us at 5:10, so whatever the day brings.
Who decides if the market is going to be closed for a few days? The Fed?
The Wall Street.
Well, I mean, they've got a thing in play. If we hit level one on the trading halt right now,
right?
If it goes to 13, that's level two, and if it hits 20, they shut it for the day.
Yeah, but somebody decided after 9/11.
Well, 9/11 was a situation where it took place in New York, which is where the stock exchange is.
That's true too.
And there was all the debris, and there was the uncertainty.
You're right about that.
One of the questions that came up yesterday about athletes getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
They have contract language. If a national emergency is declared, the teams don't have to pay him. I would imagine that there is some kind of a thing. If the president's declared a national emergency, this idiocy should not be allowed to happen until everything settles
down. Until people take a breath.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
That was a question you walked out of the room a minute ago, and I was curious. And maybe somebody knows this. Now, we talked about the Olympics. That's in August. We'll figure out whatever's going on there. What about the conventions? The Republican National Convention, the Democratic National Convention?
Democrats would love to cancel theirs, I'm sure.
What happens in that case? I mean, that's a far future thing. Well, I say far future. It's not too far away. But... just curious.
Again, it's like, when do we start the baseball season? They don't know.
Right.
I don't think anybody does. That's why the most important component in all of this corona activity is us. Because the better we do at social distancing and trying to, you know, keep our hands clean and all that, the faster this thing will curve and plateau. There's no doubt in my mind we can make it happen faster here than almost anywhere else. Italy, their prime minister was... she was so afraid that the Chinese who visit there would feel hurt, she encouraged their citizens to go out and, quote, hug a Chinese. Bad idea. Now Italy is completely under quarantine.
Did you see another thing about the Chinese? Remember, China had peaked on the coronavirus and then was declining? Well, they're still declining, but the 19 new cases in China are from... imports, people who are now coming into China, so they're now trying to control the import of the coronavirus back into China after it leveled off.
But this kind of, we came back from 9/11, we're going to come back from this, and I wish people would just keep their pants on, honest to God. 833.
Bill's Electrical Service, to whom may I direct your call?
To Bill?
Oh, one moment. This is Bill speaking.
Hello, Bill. I was just wondering if your company has a drug testing program.
Oh, why do you ask?
Well, it seems kind of important.
It is important. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. And if a technician isn't thoroughly trained and mentally sharp, the results can be disastrous.
You know what? Never mind, Bill. I'll just call Crosby Electric.
Now, hold on there. Truth is, I get tested every month.
Oh.
Yeah, my parole officer will bust me if I don't.
Oh.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, technicians have to undergo background checks, regular drug testing, and ongoing safety training.
So, what were you in for, Bill?
Well, they called it arson, but it was an accident. I just got my wires crossed. Hello? Hello?
To protect your home and your family, always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Businesses across the river region know where to dispose of their commercial waste. Just look for the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them and just as quickly picked up by our fleet of trucks. Now in our 20th year, Alabama Dumpster Service is known for customer service. Plus, our wide variety of dumpster sizes and competitive pricing mean dependable, affordable waste removal. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Napa knows.
Right now, only at Napa, AAA members get a 20% discount. So you can avoid getting stranded on the side of the road by picking up some quality parts like batteries, brake pads, and more. Meaning you can prevent the problem before it ever becomes a problem. Bravo. That's 20% off for AAA members. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 3/31/20.
The premier place the river region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Disney shutting down their parks, the whole thing is a mess. C-R-O-O-N-A-V-R-I-U-S. It is such a small world, and that's why the virus spreads. CoronaVirus. Don't go out.
COVID-19.
Don't go out.
COVID-19.
We do not want our customers to die.
Die, die, die.
Closing down the Jungle Cruise and Hall of Presidents.
CoronaVirus.
News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV, your comfort food radio station. Speaking of food, I'm on the phone with Courtney from Food Outlet, so while I'm getting information.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
By the way, trading will resume in about 8 minutes on Wall Street. They did an automatic shutdown here for 15. Our forecast calling for another very warm day. We had 84 yesterday, 85 on Saturday. And this will be the fifth day in a row that we're 80 or above today. I think we'll be somewhere, 80, 82. Spotty, widely scattered showers, certainly possible. There could even be the rumble of thunder, but there won't be much rain to go around. Tonight's low 62. Many towns will get skipped. Same thing tomorrow and Wednesday. Spotty showers here and there. Low 80s tomorrow, mid-80s Wednesday and Thursday. An isolated shower or thunderstorm is certainly possible, but the chances each day are relatively small. First day of spring is Thursday. Best rain chances come Friday evening, Friday night into Saturday as an important cold front moves into the area. Important in that it will have showers and thunderstorms ahead of it, and temperatures behind it will be much cooler. No longer will we be in the 80s. Pollen count in the medium high range through Wednesday. Right now this morning, cloudy skies, 83% humidity. Our temperature is 64 at 8:38.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
How are they doing?
Good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident. Northeast Boulevard just before the Wetumpka Highway. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. Other than that, light to mostly moderate traffic all around Montgomery. Buckle up. Drive carefully this morning. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services provided by the lawyers.
You know, I know the audience to this radio station is kind, good, and wants to do whatever they can to help. But one thing you can do is, if you got time and you're okay,
yeah,
try some of our sponsors out. Let's keep our businesses going. Let's not let anybody fail while we navigate this thing. I mean, we're really all in it together, and we hope that you will consider them. I just got off the phone with O'Neill from Food Outlet on Coliseum Boulevard, and they're in good supply on fresh meat and vegetables, dairy. They're not fully stocked on canned goods, but they have them, and snacks and things like that. So the Food Outlet, and they're open with no plans to close.
But you said the produce is good because some places were suffering from produce loss yesterday, but they had some produce.
Yes, and that's now on stuff like toilet paper, they're out. But he expects that they're going to have a fresh supply later this week. And when I can confirm that, I'll let you know. And we kind of figured out, or some one of our listeners kind of let us know today, that the reason toilet paper is going crazy because Kleenex is probably hard to find.
Not only that, but I mean, now that I live alone, but if you're a family with mostly girls, you go through tissue a lot. I'm very certain. And now that those girls are not going to school and are going to be here at home with you,
right,
you're going to be going through paper a lot, toilet tissue a good bit. As far as paper towels, though, those are gone too.
Yeah, by the way, you know those disinfectant wipes? Of course, they're all gone. But a lady said, "People, go to this next aisle," and she took me to this next aisle. The wet wipes, which are kind of like the same thing, the Kleenex wet wipes. There were plenty of them, but people didn't think about them.
The other thing was milk. Milk was. I drink almond milk because I don't drink regular milk.
Yeah.
So there was plenty of almond milk,
but regular milk
was white.
Now, see, I'm a.
No, I don't understand plenty of that.
I'm a milk person.
I just didn't understand. I just I didn't understand.
Look,
just
everybody wants to go to the box, the big box. Try your local grocer. They're in much better shape. And stay calm. I got a gallon of milk in the car in a big cooler I picked up on the way home. See, down in Florida, they have the farm stores where I get the eggnog, and I still have a half gallon of that, by the way.
In the freezer,
in the
hope?
Freezer,
okay,
yes.
Good.
And when this is over, that's how we'll celebrate. We'll have a...
Okay. Like, I hope that's in the freezer.
Call me, too.
Huh?
Oh, I
it's
was
not
looking,
just Jay.
No, I know, Rich. I was looking at him, but I meant you.
Yeah, well, he was looking at you when he was talking about making
I'm also
the pies.
Kidding.
But, you make a peanut butter pie, you better... Bring some
you know,
it
would be awesome to make a pie with that eggnog and peanut butter.
Ooh.
You drizzled in
speaking
it.
My language.
No calories in that, huh?
No. No calories.
Carb-free.
All right, you just be... I mean, you have that disabled for the rest of the virus. It's 8:42. We're going to get your local news. And then our Morning Maroon nominees. No shortage of them.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery County has activated its emergency operations center because of the spread of the coronavirus. There are now 22 confirmed cases in Alabama. In our area, one is in Montgomery County, another is in Elmore County. As of now, Mayor Stephen Reed says there are no plans to limit the hours of businesses. Secretary of State John Merrill has requested an emergency opinion from the Attorney General's office on postponing the March 31st runoff election because of coronavirus concerns. We'll update you when a decision is made. And all Alabama public schools will be closed from March 19th until April 3rd to help curb the spread of the virus. State Superintendent Dr. Eric Mackey says the USDA has approved a grant that would allow Alabama to provide meals for students during the closure. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Shop the best sale of the season. Save 25 to 75% on hundreds of gift items, home decor ideas, and floral supplies. Join us Saturday, March 21st for designer demos and music by Brian Brantley. Refreshments, door prizes, and door busters available. Don't miss our spring open house, March 19th through 21st, for huge savings on our already low outlet prices. Your best deal can be found at Cafco Outlet, Montgomery's favorite outlet store, located on the Wetumpka Highway.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
It's cars, cuckoos, caffeine, canines, and consultations. Saturday, March 28th from 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. at the Chantilly Parkway Shopping Center. Bring your cars, kids, and canines for a fun-filled afternoon. And the best antique car will get a prize. Beer and margarita specials from Cuckoo's, plus 10% off your meal. Your daily dose of caffeine, a discount on teas and shakes, and a very special drink from New Wave Nutrition. Partners for Pets will be offering 10% off on mobile grooming coupons. And Earnest Financial will be there to help you with your financial future. So if your car is old or new, come out to the Chantilly Parkway Shopping Center Saturday, March 28th from 11 until 3. It's going to be lots of fun and admission is free. Cars, Cuckoo's, caffeine, canines, and consultation. Call 279-7431 for more information. Sponsored in part by Earnest Financial LLC.
Marguerite's is providing, as a community service, professional fine jewelry cleaning and disinfecting at absolutely no charge. We are busy cleaning everything, but let's not forget our rings, bracelets, necklaces, earrings, and yes, our watches. Many of the government-recommended cleaners can be harmful to fine jewelry, so that you can safely enjoy your fine jewelry. Marguerite's will clean and kill any germs, usually the same day or while you wait. Marguerite's, located in the Pepperidge Shopping Center on Vaughan Road, is open 7 days a week. Marguerite's welcomes this proactive opportunity to serve the community.
Napa know-how.
Right now, only at Napa, AAA members get a 20% discount. So you can avoid getting stranded on the side of the road by picking up some quality parts like batteries, brake pads, and more. Meaning you can prevent the problem before it ever becomes a problem. Bravo. That's 20% off for AAA members. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 3/31/20.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Americans are self-isolating to fight the spread of coronavirus.
We're confined to our homes with nothing to do. There are no sports to watch on television, and we've already binged everything on Netflix. Soon, there will be only one thing left to do to combat this surging epidemic of boredom. But beware, it will lead to another kind of healthcare crisis, one that will overwhelm hospitals and challenge healthcare workers. It is the Corona Baby Boom, arriving mid-December 2020.
8:46, Brad McDonald will join us after 5 this afternoon, but it's been a terrible start to the day on Wall Street.
It's kind of a bloodbath.
We just went 3 to 12.
They opened the trading again 2 minutes ago, and the numbers are in a tailspin.
The second halt happens at 13%. We're touching 12 right now.
Yeah, I kind of got the heard that the whole point of the Fed dropping the interest rate on Friday, and there was that big rally at the end of the day.
Yeah, 2,400 points.
Okay, maybe this is as low as it goes, and cool heads will prevail, but that is not happening.
The Fed action didn't help yesterday. They've got to get some legislation, and the Senate will start talking about that today, whether they're going to approve the House bill. They don't like the House bill. The Senate doesn't. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
They put some... as always, and it doesn't matter who's in office or who's in power, they always try to slip these other things in. And there really shouldn't be anything in there that doesn't have to do with this. So, but here's the good news. The good news. Wherever this bottoms out, it's going to come sailing back when this is all over.
I hope so.
Companies get back in business and start making money again. And the smart people are the ones who will buy in now.
I hope so. I'm not 25 years old anymore.
Oh. Didn't you just sign a contract for that length here?
Yeah, sure.
Looking at these numbers from last night, Florida, 155 cases, 5 deaths.
How was that?
You know, I'm not minimizing this, but when you look at the mortality rate from this, my daughter had the flu. She was really, really sick.
Yep.
And that same flu, that type A strain, is what took 30,000 American lives over the flu. Again, if you get it and you're vulnerable, there's always a high risk. That's why we got to really... See, here's the thing. The opportunity in this is to look out for other people and care about other people. And if your neighbor needs something from the store and they're elderly, remember, I mean, the most amazing time to be an American was after 9/11, because there was a level of consideration and thoughtfulness going on that was heartening, to say the least. This should be bringing out the best of us, not the worst. And this market reaction pisses me off. I'll be real honest about it. It pisses me off. Bunch of nervous...
Yeah, it's got me a little down, too.
If this is how you're going to behave, when something happens, you shouldn't be in it, in my opinion. I'm going to skip the morning maroons. I'm going to give it to Wall Street to start the day. Show some frickin' leadership, for crying out loud. We're at 8:50. The other thing I wanted to go back to that we started out with early this morning is a piece by Dr. Drew. Let me see how much stuff we have left before Joey starts. We won't have time. But I will play it this afternoon. And Dr. Drew is of the opinion...
Or Dr. Oz?
Dr. Oz, excuse me, who was on Fox this morning, is of the opinion that this thing may have been around for a long time already. And I didn't
have a name, didn't have a...
No.
Was undiagnosed.
But look at... We all went through two difficult weeks with congestion and breathing and all that, and feeling fatigued, yep, and all the other stuff that, yep, like Tom Hanks described.
All three of us had it.
So maybe that was it. Who knows? But I'm going to play that clip this afternoon in the 3 to 4 hour and happy hour.
I know I've got a... There's a lot of food in the refrigerator right now, and the freezer.
So. We're good. Yeah. But one thing I do want to mention. Before I left for Florida, I stopped by Infusion, and I got an IV.
Yes, I got one with you.
And I sailed through. That's 10.5 straight hours, and I sailed through it coming and going. Mm-hmm. Get that vitamin reinforcement, and they have one that's specifically designed to boost your immune system. So if you're looking for a place where you can make a healthy move on your own behalf, call Infusion at 296-1662, 296-1662. Consult with Ryan Turner or Lori or anybody on staff, Allison, and find out which one of those options might work best for you. It's all about your health there and living a better and more exciting life because you feel so good. Because not only did the IV help me have the energy, I do a lot of driving down there. Mm-hmm. It's a 1,400-mile round trip.
Right.
But down there, everything is 30 miles away or more. And I kept up with it all, and I felt great, and we had a fantastic weekend. Janelle, by the way, is doing really, really well. I am so proud of her. They also, of course, at Infusion, offer the other services that they have from day one, and that would include cryotherapy, which is great for an instant energy boost. 3 minutes in that tank will make you feel like $1 million. At Infusion, they also have the Juve light therapy, which is amazing. And acupuncture has really helped me with the sciatic issue. I was able to do a lot of walking in Florida without that thing flaring up, so that was a relief. So they can help you out any number of ways. Go to infusioncryoandlaser.com or call them now and talk to them about how you can boost your life with a good, solid visit to Infusion. It is 8:52.
Goodbye, overpriced coffee shop card. Toodaloo, clothing store card I got for that one-time discount on the perfect little black dress. Adios, high-interest card I should not have opened. Farewell, hardware store card. See you later.
Say goodbye to high-interest credit cards, multiple bill payments, and a wallet full of debt. And say hello to one simple payment with 0% balance transfer to a Guardian Credit Union Visa card. Think local. Think Guardian. Call us or apply online today at myguardiancu.com.
Get the plants you want at the prices you need with the help of local experts you know at Southern Homes and Gardens. Join us for Spring Open House Friday, March 27th through Sunday, March 29th. Get the best prices of the year on all your spring planting favorites. Enjoy store-wide specials. Shop new arrivals, including annual color, hanging baskets, and veggies and herbs. Save 40% off outdoor furniture collection. Join us March 28th for free hot dogs, chips, and drinks from 11 to 1. The plants you want, the prices you need, and the local expertise you trust. Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Hey, this is Eddie Bader. If you're looking for results, I really suggest you use Blue Water Broadcasting as advertised. I've had a great time and great success using Blue Water. They're truly like family. Again, this is Eddie Bader, realtor with the Goodson Group in Montgomery.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid-friendly. Strive to be weed-free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S. who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com. Today.
Presenting eight great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason one, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason two, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons three through six, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason seven, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And reason eight, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Need cash? Want to exploit people panicked over coronavirus? Then call Cash for Toilet Paper.
I got $537 for a half-used roll of Charmin.
Cash for Toilet Paper will give you cold hard cash for your cushiony soft tushy tissue.
I never dreamed that my potty rags were so valuable. I'm going to have to steal more from work.
We accept all types. One ply, unscented, even the cheap sandpaper kind that gives you hemorrhoids.
I don't have any stool sheets. Can I make money too?
We also accept common TP substitutes, paper towels, napkins, tube socks, leaves, and those really long CVS pharmacy receipts.
It's so easy. I just mailed them all of my dung hankies, and they sent me a bunch of crisp $20 bills.
Dung.
Just in time, too, because I'm out of toilet paper.
So wipe away your debts and call Cash for Toilet Paper today. Don't flush your chance to profit off a pandemic.
News Talk 93.1 of MWACV at 8:58 is quarantined on the other side of the room.
That's a
He's really, keeping a social distance from us.
That's a nice-looking hazmat.
You know, before this thing hit...
That's really nice.
My stepson had the type A flu, and we kind of quarantined ourselves because we didn't want it to get around the house.
Right.
So, and this afternoon at Happy Hour, we'll play this... Dr. Oz clip, because he thinks this has actually been around for some time, and now we have a name for it. And I think we all had it, and we sailed through it. But I am not a doctor. I only pretend to be one on the radio. 8:58. Jay?
You know who is a doctor? Dr. Jeff Pass.
Oh, that's a great
You see what he just did there? That was a good segue.
Segue, yes,
as they like to say. The segue. He's a Millbrook family chiropractic. Millbrook Family Chiropractic, located in Millbrook, of course, here to serve your needs as far as, well, chiropractic services, but they do other things as well, which you can find out all about at their website, millbrookchiropractor.com. It goes beyond just chiropractic services, but there's a lot there that they can do for you at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. Yeah. Their phone number is 285-8483. Again, you can find that on their website. Their hours of operation, right there at the website, millbrookchiropractor.com. Their exact